So guys, welcome to this week's segment of Sipping with Sisters. I am Crystal, the second oldest of the sisters.
I'm Jasmine.
I'm Sierra.
And I'm Monique.
And thank you for tuning in to Sipping with Sisters every Sunday, like a hoe in church. We're going to go ahead and get into our first segment, which is See What Happened Was, where we talk about what we're doing throughout the week. I am so sorry, y'all. I done bumped my head. See, I've been drinking. I've been smoking and I've been drinking. we done skipped over a whole segment, which is Sip Sip. I'm sorry, y'all. It's our drink menu, and clearly I've been sipping a little too much because, you know, I was about to go over that whole thing. But right now I'm drinking 1800 mixed with strawberry daiquiri liqueur and some Pepsi. I know it sounds kind of funky, but yeah, it's actually really good.
I am actually drinking my wine tonight. I have Barefoot Pink Moscato. Very good.
I'm not drinking just yet, but I got it. I'm getting there. I'm getting some Hennessy and some Hypnotic to mix together with some motherfucking cran apple juice. It's gonna be so good because I did it before. Don't judge me, judge your mom. Next.
I've never had that, but I'm judging my mom.
So what I'm doing, well, actually a while ago I got this hibiscus margarita mix and I tried it earlier. It was not my thing, so I switched to some peach margarita mix with some Jose Cuervo in the blender, and that's what I'm drinking on tonight.
Okay. I love Jose Cuervo, so
Jose Cuervo.
That's how they say it down here. They call it Cuervo instead of Cuervo, y'all. It's so annoying.
I don't know why. I sent my fiance to the store to go pick out the liquor this time. I don't know why he grabbed some 1800 like we old folks, but that's what we sipping. Like I said, I'd rather some Cuervo or some Patron or something, but it'll do. It'll get me saucy enough.
Hey.
Okay, now we finna get into See What Happened Was. And this is where we talk about what we got going on in this up and coming week or what we did this past week. Does anybody want to go first?
This week is Sierra's birthday.
26, baby!
Yeah, uh-huh. This week is Sierra's
birthday. Let's get into it.
Okay.
We have been drinking all weekend, so you know.
All right.
She's drinking all weekend. I'm glad you're not like one of them cancers that celebrate your birthday. Okay, that's Nisha on the line. Nisha, you can introduce yourself.
She doesn't know what that means, y'all. That's our oldest sister, Nisha. She hasn't been here. She's been absent for the last 3 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
But we finally got her.
She finally got her on. But okay, I'm glad you're not one of those cancers that celebrates from like the first of the month all the way to the end of the month. Like, oh, it's my birthday. I need to give back.
That's what I'm gonna do.
I mean, every day.
Month that my birthday is coming up, knowing that it's the last day of the month.
All right.
And I went to Texas Roadhouse yesterday and I got to sit on a saddle.
Now, was it like a saddle or like, you know, them little bull riding things that's like electric, like, you know, the little electric?
No. So, like, when they sing happy birthday to you, they bring over this saddle that you can sit on. And then you gotta give them your biggest
I want to wear a little cowboy hat.
No, I like the attention.
I like the attention. I want to wear my little cowboy boots. You know,
all right, all that. Let's be super dramatic. So, y'all, for me, I started a new job this week. Nobody knows.
That is so exciting.
So I get to travel now. That's something I like to do anyway. If y'all know me, y'all know I like to go places. I don't want to sit still anymore. So I get to travel and I get to drive a big old tow truck, which is kind of scary, but I'm not going to drive that too often. It's only going to be a daytime thing because I can't see at night. So that's my life. And I leave tomorrow. My mom got to stay at my house, which is scary, but we're going to make it work.
I think she'll behave, though.
Yeah, I think she'll be 60%.
I think she'll be excited for you, though.
Huh?
I said I'm excited for you, though.
Me too. Y'all know it's different. And I'm kind of just over the whole Family Dollar thing. So
everybody needs a change. That's
right.
I'm glad that you are getting to experience a different job career.
I just gotta add that. Yeah, we went last week. It was like I said, it was something different to be able to even touch six states, four of which I never even fucking been in 2 days was something different. So I'm excited.
Well, this week's been a hot one. It's been very hot. My damn central air went out. So we've been dealing with this damn Birmingham heat, and it's not pretty at all. It's so humid. It'll rain, which makes it even hotter.
Because it's supposed to be a heat wave this week.
So we went and bought like 4 fans. The fans are doing no goddamn justice. So I said, if it's not fixed by Monday, I'm going to just go ahead and buy like 2 air conditioners, and we're just going to rock out like that because I can't deal. I'm always angry. Like, I'm like snapping on everybody. Like, I hate being hot. Hate it. I've been taking like warm showers, which makes me feel even more irritated because I'm not really getting like that deep clean that you need. I'm just like, man, we've been going swimming a lot. We went swimming about 4 times this week. And then we went to this like outside bar where they play like a live band. It's actually Dreek's Cousins. If anybody in the Birmingham area, you can check it out. It's treated by Tia every Tuesday. They have a live band out there playing, and then you can do some karaoke. That's pretty cool. I ain't never get on that karaoke, but I will one day when I get drunk enough.
All right. Let me know when that's going to be.
But that's what I've been doing with my week, trying to stay cool, goddamn.
My week has been pretty basic. No, I'm not going to lie. My week has been excited. A while ago, I broke my boyfriend's blender, and he was really upset, so I got a new one for $20, and I'm really excited about that. So, of course, I had to make my frozen drink tonight. One of my other sisters, for those of you who don't know, I am adopted, so I have another sister with her 50th birthday party.
Levon, yay, happy birthday!
So, I went there, lots of food and people. It's nice to be out in nature. They have this beautiful house, literally in the middle of nowhere, but it's beautiful. So we always love going out there. And I had a good time doing that. And that's about it. Do you hear my boyfriend snoring? I should leave the room.
Yeah, I'm like, what is that? Like, somebody needs to mute their background or get away from whoever that dude is. Like,
did you say 50th birthday?
Yeah. 50.
You know, it's so funny because your dad also celebrated his 50th birthday this year.
Yep. And y'all know your mom is going to be 50 this year as well in November. Exactly 20 years older than me.
All these 50 nifty United States, yeah. 13 original
colonies.
They are colonies.
Exactly 20 years older than me. So.
Okay. All these 50s.
And I just wanted to add out there that I got an air fryer, everyone. I just got it today. It came in the mail. I was a gift from my dad for my birthday. So if you guys know any air fryer recipes or things I should try, let me know because I'm excited.
Nisha got an air fryer. I know she be making some chicken in there. She said it was good, but it tastes a little rough. So when you make it, let me know. Like, if you make some fried chicken or even like, I don't know if you eat fried fish or something like that, let me know how it tastes. A lot of people say it tastes rubbery, but some people say it just depends on, you know, who cooks it or whatever. So just let me know if you like it.
And that's to let everybody know, Nisha had to step away real quick. She does have a few young ones in the house and
they be loud.
Kids. He just fell somewhere. So
thank you for thank you for giving us an update, and thank you to Nisha for being courteous enough to step away real quick and getting back on. We are about to get into our next segment, which is Say What. We are going to talk about hot topic news. We actually have two hot topic news. The first one we're going to get into is the versus battle with Bow Wow and Soulja Boy. So
I'm going to sit this one out, y'all. I didn't watch it. I did not watch it at all. I just seen clips. The only clip the one clip I did see where Bow Wow did that little hand thing he did back in 05 when he looked real gay. He should have left that out of there. But that's my only really.
Don't do that to Bow Wow. Don't do that to Bow Wow.
That's the only thing I have to say on that. Like I said, I did not watch the versus battle, and I honestly wish I would have watched the Eve and Trina one too. I missed that as well, so I'm kind of like bothered by the whole versus
catch
thing.
Catch them up on Apple Music. Or YouTube.
Yeah, I watched the whole 3-hour segment on YouTube.
I am going with it. I just didn't get the chance to.
Does anybody want to go first before I go? I got a lot to say.
All right, I can start because I don't have much to say. They were just a mess. Like, Soulja Boy comes in so hot and heavy all the time that I'm immediately annoyed. Just immediately annoyed. Like, he just comes in hot and heavy with an attitude, always hype, and it's very annoying and frustrating to me. He did play some hits. Soulja Boy was annoying, and also, again, he played, what the fuck, that song, like, 3 times. I forgot even what song it was.
Oh, that song with him and Nicki Minaj. She make it clap. She make it clap, clap,
like,
clap.
Imagine you don't know the song and he played it 3 damn times. Like,
right? Like, I don't know. It was just very, very annoying. Bow Wow wasn't bad. Bow Wow does have hits, of course. I think Bow Wow won, but the whole thing was just a lot for me. It wasn't my favorite. Was not the calm setting that you want to see in a versus battle. It was a lot of like anger, but fake anger. It was just weird.
I want a versus battle to be calm. I don't want calm energy. And you're definitely right. Soulja Boy, definitely, he does a lot. However, listening to his music again just brought me back to a great time, and it made me just want to do some ratchet kid shit that I was doing back then. Like, nah, Trey, yeah! Like, just makes me want to be so fucking hyper. I'm like, I had to go download a few things because I forgot all about all these songs.
So listen, when you said that, you actually reminded me of that crazy lady on the subway in Philly when she was
when she got touched.
She said, "Soulja Boy, let me get an in and yay." What's that?
Yeah, with the
right
bandana.
What are y'all talking about? Where was I for this one?
It went viral, Crystal. Remember, she was like, "Soulja Boy, hold up!"
Talking about the bull tried to rape her. You the nigga that tried to rape?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she said everybody want to see what A-Track did to Jeezy Shawty. Oh my goodness, that was funny. But for me, I feel like both of them are very, very corny. Bow Wow's corny, Soulja Boy's corny, but for, you know, Soulja Boy would be a little bit more relevant to Bow Wow, and you let Bow Wow come out there and slaughter you the way he did.
Okay. Well,
you should be ashamed of yourself. I mean, okay, so Soulja Boy do got some, you know, little pretty boy swag, dunk, shootout. You know, he did do his little baby dates. Like, he does have some good songs. But baby, when I say, like, first when he first came out with that Bounce With Me, then he did the white tee and brought out Jermaine Dupri and the Brat and whoever that other dude name was. I think his name like Pimp or something like that. I don't know. But it was good to see the Brat. Like, oh my God, that's my girl. Jermaine Dupri, you know, he always dressing like he a young bull, but he damn near 60 years old. So he just never going to get out of that. And then he actually, right after that, he had what was that song? Oh, Twisting My Back From Side to Side with like 3-6 Mafia. That hit pretty hard. He brought them out too. And then, you know, they did the little performance with Romeo. Romeo came out and he did his little three songs, which made it even more whack because he's like, oh, Bow Wow, I told you you can't do no verses without me. Like, what? Originally, it was supposed to be Bow Wow and Romeo. Well, and why have enough
material to I just have a question.
It go ICBC.
College. College.
That's his best song. But Romeo didn't want to do the verses against Bow Wow, but he came to the verses with that Bow Wow was on with Soulja Boy.
No, so okay. Originally it was supposed to be Bow Wow and Romeo. Romeo didn't have enough material. They had to do 20 songs. So I guess they wound up just giving it to Soulja Boy because, like I said, Romeo didn't have enough songs, and then Soulja Boy was the one that actually brought Romeo out on stage.
Oh,
and,
funny. You know,
Romeo did two songs that were okay. The last song nobody ever even heard of. And then at the end, you know, he goes to proceed and tell Bow Wow, oh, I told you you can't have no rap battle without me. It ain't no official battle without me. You know, it's been 20 years and everybody wanted to put us against each other, but we do better united than we will ever do apart. You know, like giving him his props, giving Soulja Boy his props, because he told the crowd, like, you know, Soulja Boy is the first person that ever had Bow Wow and Romeo on the same stage in 20 years. They had brought out the rap snacks at the end. They were eating the rap snacks, and I'm like, bro, this is the most corniest. Like, you didn't even have to do that. It was already corny by bringing Romeo out. Then y'all have everybody on stage chewing up some damn chips, putting crumbs all over the folks' floor and shit like that. Like, where is your home training? Like, it's supposed to be a battle, not no goddamn, you know, snacking shack. I was so upset. You know, he was like, oh, Bow Wow, you're Michael Jordan. I'm more of like a Kobe type person. And then, what? You know, Soulja, you LeBron. So we all in this together. We all made history together. You know, they wound up.
I didn't watch that part.
You didn't watch that part? That was towards the end. And yeah, then I watched
bits and pieces of it last night when it came on, but I didn't sit there and watch the whole thing through. So yeah. I didn't see all of it. I seen enough parts. I think Bow Wow definitely got it for performance.
I agree. Did you see the part where they brought out sexy ass Omarion?
No, I.
Oh my goodness, y'all missed the best part. Y'all, his dreads are so long now. Oh my goodness, like his dreads are almost to his waist, and he had like this little fly, little silk button up one when it was open. It was open. He had like a little white beater on. Girl, you can see all the muscles.
Did he show his body? He showed the ass.
Yeah, I thought that it was just so. It was just so yummy. Well, actually, he did. He didn't pull his shirt up and show his abs, but you can see the abs through the beater. Like, that's just how, girl, I was just in heaven right there. I couldn't stop smiling. Like, Drake, like, okay, he can fast forward this part now. Because I was smiling so hard. Like, I haven't seen Omarion in so long. And they had did the Let Me Hold You Down. You know, let me
hold you down.
Yeah. And then right at the end, they wind up closing it out with doing a song together about.
I've seen that part.
Yeah, which is Marco Polo. And I'm like, oh, I forgot that about song. This song. I forgot all about it, though. I'm like, what? Marco Polo. Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure Marco Polo. That was that song.
I forgot about it, though.
The video had that number that you can call, and it'll be like, oh, this is Bow Wow, or this is Soulja Boy. Like, do you remember
the little automated answer machine?
So listen, right? One time me and Erica are sitting at my house and the phone rings and it says like fucking Bow Wow or some shit. And we get so excited as if they would actually be calling the fucking phone. It was nothing but a recorded. Like, we really swore for a second that, oh my God, the fucking calling.
Listen, no. that's like, you know, how they have that little Santa Claus number that you dial for the kids and they can talk to Santa. that's what that was like. They'd be like, hey, this is Santa. They'd be like, oh my gosh, Santa. Like how Will Ferrell was in L.A.
Have you ever called the bad Santa line where you pick up and he'd be like, Santa be like, listen, because what do you want? All these fucking kids want this and that. You guys don't want no fucking simple shit like a fucking wooden horse or anything. You want iPhones and this and that.
That's for the project kids. Like, the other kids would cry. They would be so distraught. The project kids be like, man, fuck you, Santa. They'd be with it. They would be with it. Oh, my goodness. That is so funny. I never heard that, though. Yeah, and I'm glad I never heard that. I'm so glad. So yeah, anybody else got anything to say about the versus battle before we get into the next topic? The next hot topic.
I did enjoy it overall. I think it just brought back good memory.
I agree. I definitely agree. I was like, I'm gonna have to definitely go on you know, Spotify and go put a whole track of just old Bow Wow songs, because that joint had me in my feel, and some Soulja Boy songs. I'm not going to sleep on Soulja Boy, but yeah, it was definitely took me back.
My friend Kayla bought out her goddamn Bow Wow shirt from back in the day.
No, ma'am.
She said no, ma'am.
I think it would have been way more enjoyable if they just weren't so angry towards each other. I would have enjoyed it more. But just no,
seriously, the fake beef is like, what are y'all homies or y'all enemies?
Exactly. It was very back and forth. So yeah, if it was if they had better attitudes towards each other, I would have enjoyed it way more.
So apparently the beef is fake. I did go look on Bow Wow's Instagram, and he had put up a clip of when him and Soulja Boy were like really young, and they were playing Madden together, and he said, "We always been like this. Like, we always talk shit to each other," and they were literally, you know, talking shit to each other. But that's what, at the guys, same time, like, I said, yeah, at the same time, it got a little too far, because Bow Wow said to Soulja, he said, "What the fuck are you talking about? Get the fuck out of here, you junkie." And I was like, wait, what? That's not playing. Like, that's serious allegations there, buddy. Wait a minute. But, you know, Soulja did say
that he was sipping that lean.
Yeah, I bought to say, like, that.
Bow Wow threw a little shade, like, yeah, you know, I can't fuck with that shit right there.
Topic, but our next topic is about Monique the comedian, and you know, her whole fiasco as far as the bonnet, the slippers, you know, the robes, the whole shebang. Earlier today, she had put a post up. It was of a woman in an airport, and she was wearing like some, I don't want to say, some pajama shorts or something like that, like little booty shorts, a cami, and then she had, it was supposed to be a bonnet, but it's actually a plastic bag on her head.
That's what took me out.
So, definitely agree that you do gotta dress the part. Like, you can't just look like anything. I mean, sometimes people don't feel like getting all done up, but I don't think it's appropriate to be out in public like that. It does not give you a good look, but it all depends on what you're going for. Like, some people are just chilling. So, like, if that's how you want to present yourself, that's something different. But other people should be minding their own business. Like, you don't know what she... Maybe she doesn't feel like dressing like she's the CEO or whatever.
And so she did mention that part too, how a lot of people were saying, like, oh, saying, mind your business, you shouldn't comment on other people. And, you know, her response was, you are my business. Me as an older woman, you know, somebody, and that's literally how it used to go back in the day. Like, it takes a village to raise a child. If you see somebody's child is out of line or doing something that they're not necessarily supposed to be doing, you are supposed to get in their ass. And Monique is old school. She did say that a lot of older women came to her and actually applaud her for speaking up, because they're afraid. They're afraid to talk to us younger women about, you know, stuff that we should be doing as women, but we don't do, because they don't know how we're going to react. You know, a lot of times most of us are going to look at them like they crazy and tell them to mind their fucking business, no matter how they deliver it, if they deliver it nicely or they say it in a rude way. We are probably going to get in their ass.
I actually think that's something they should be afraid of, though. Like, you say what you got to say, whether somebody, like, what can somebody possibly say that you're afraid to speak how you feel?
I mean, just the fact that they're older women and they want to help. So that's how they see it, as wanting to help. But we would take it as we would be offended. So we would cuss them out. You know what I'm saying? If most of the time this will be in a public place. Older people don't like all that, you know, attention, first of all, and then you're doing it out in public, like making a scene and stuff. They wouldn't even know how to react comfortable to them. It would be embarrassing
the thing that I find weird about that is, like, because you say, like, our age, so we're 20 to 30 years old, but people Monique's age are the ones that raise these people.
Us. Right.
So, like, it's like, now you can't possibly say all that, because, like, that's stuff that people should grow up on. And I think that's the difference, is that people who grew up thinking, like, with their parents or elders telling them that that's inappropriate to go out in public like that, are the ones who see a problem with it. But then there are people who were not taught that like your image is everything and right. that you can't just go out in the public looking any kind of way.
And I agree 100%. I feel like every generation gets worse in its own way as it also gets better. Like for us, we do break, we break a lot of generational curses that our mom, our grandma, our grandmom's grandma had to suffer and endure. And, you know, we are in a position where we can put our foot down and say, no, fuck that. We won't be treated like that. We do want to be paid more salary. We do want to be seen as equals as far as women and then Black women at that. This generation itself have the most highest amount of educated Black women society's ever seen. So it's hard to basically go walk in waters where you never even been. You get what I'm saying? For people, for like our mothers and our grandmothers. Not to mention, most of them were probably on drugs or raising their grandkids because of, you know, something like that or whatnot. That we, the kids that are between the ages of, 21 to 30 are the ones that were affected by the whole crack epidemic. So most of the time, you know, your mama does know that she ain't supposed to wear no damn bonnet on her head. She does know she ain't supposed to wear no slippers, but she's strung out on drugs. So she don't give a fuck about that, let alone to teach her child that. And then it just becomes lost. It's just like telling your ancestors or somebody that's above you that's trying to teach you culture that they don't know what the fuck they talking about and they need to mind their business. They're trying to teach you culture, the little bit of culture that we do have, because we really don't have that much culture as African Americans. But if we did, can you imagine how lost our generation would be? Like, we don't even want to look a certain way when we go out in public. It's so much more to it in culture and in countries like Africa and stuff like that. You can't even not only not look a certain way, but you can't wear this, you can't wear that, you can't talk this way, and then you gotta go get your clit cut off. Like, it's just a whole bunch of stuff where American women, and we just spoil and we want it our way, and we don't give a fuck who got something to say about it or how they got something to say about it, because we got our own bags nowadays. I don't need you for nothing. I got my own money, got my own house, own car. Like, what do I need you for?
So my opinion on this whole thing is, I can see the point of view of where you're coming from, but I don't think it has to do with the whole American women are spoiled thing. I think it's just a thing that has to do with, so how do I explain this? So I feel as though that everybody expects something from a Black woman. And so when she goes out with a bonnet on, it's just this big whole thing. But like, 'cause everybody expects something from you. Like, why can't you just go out in a leggings and a shirt to run to the store? You know what I mean? Why can't you just tie a scarf on your head? Like, why does everybody expect me to smile and be nice or look a certain way and have my hair did and my edges laid at every single
point? Well, not
day, but they don't expect it from any other.
But that's not true, though. You don't see any other culture going outside in their sleepwear. Not, that is considered
not
lazy.
True. Come
Nine on. Times out of ten, you have your bonnet on, You've your slippers on, and a robe on. Hold on a second. If you go outside with your bonnet on, your slippers on, and your robe on, nine times out of ten, you didn't even wash your face and brush your goddamn teeth. Like, ain't no way in hell you going to do that, but not take your bonnet off. Your hair is probably already done, and that's why you have a bonnet on. So what is it to just take it off? It's considered lazy to get up and you're still your sleepwear and go out and do a daily function as if, you get what I'm saying? Like, even if you do see other races doing it, then those are the races that, I mean, those are the people that want to be down with, you know, the new so quote unquote culture. You know, they're only doing that because they see us doing it, to be honest with you, which fucking sucks because we already.
Let me finish. I think that there are some people who literally just go outside in their bonnets, and I think that's people of all races. I don't necessarily think that it goes down to race. I feel like.
But Monique didn't just say bonnets. It's also slippers and robes, like in pajamas.
I said you didn't let me get done. Oh my gosh. You didn't let me finish. This tequila is hitting. Anyway. So also with that being said, the picture that Monique posted wasn't acceptable in my eyes. It was not like me. Okay. So I'd be wearing bottoms that look like underwear sometimes with a t-shirt, like But I've been running to the corner store, maybe CVS. There's also about 20 people that live in my damn town. I'm not going to the airport with a fucking trash bag on my head. Like, are you joking? Are you joking?
Your braids, you got braids in here, which are already falling outside of the trash bag. They look like decent braids.
Oh, I like bundles, I thought. Maybe.
No, it's braids.
But anyway, as I was saying, I just don't think that it should be like, I get what you're saying that, yeah, it was, you know, Black women's job to correct when you see something going on. But I also think that people need to mind their fucking business. But also, you as a woman should know how to go outside. I do think that the whole bonnet situation does, I just personally feel like that everybody is always expecting something from a Black woman. Why can I just not go out in my fucking leggings and a sweatshirt with a scarf in my head? Also, lastly, you said that you don't see, I don't know if you said this, I'm pretty sure you said this. Sorry, I'm also a little high. I think you said that it was just a race thing, but it is not just a Black people thing to go out in your pajamas. You've been to Bloomsburg, fucking Walmart, and it's all races looking a goddamn mess. All races looking a damn mess, wearing their SpongeBob pajamas with their two small flip flops, like toes hanging over. Like, no.
And that, like, I mean, I don't care. I didn't say it was a race thing. I said that if she said, because Sierra said she doesn't necessarily believe it's a race thing. I'm saying that if they are doing that, they're doing that because they see that we are comfortable in it and they want to be comfortable too. Now, at the same time, now that I am speaking on it, I do disagree. At the end of the day, I honestly don't give a fuck what race you are. White, Black, Asian, like, whatever. It's not cute. It's not okay. Unless it's, like, late night and you're just jumping, you know, jumping in the car to go somewhere, that's fine. Unless it's, like, early morning, you're just going to go grab some coffee and come right back home, that's fine. But exactly. If you are functioning all day, every day, in your pajamas or with a bonnet on, you come to work with a bonnet on, or you, you know, are in slippers every day, like, at work, like, it's just, that's ratchet, that's nasty, that's dirty, you shouldn't do it, it's not okay. And we are so separated as a people, it's not even necessarily as a Black thing, as a people, that we tell a motherfucker to mind a business when they're just trying to help. Monique did not say it in a nasty way at all. She even said that she's coming to us with no, you know, coming to people with no judgment, you know, no shame. But you're still
posting a Black woman out of character. Why are you posting that to your millions of followers, which I'm sure are white as well?
And I agree with that, because at the end of the day, people should stop taking pictures of other people and posting it on social media. Like, who was that that took the picture of the girl?
That's and, you're not and that's that. I agree. I would actually, if I was bothered by it, like that girl, like if that girl was bothered by it, I would probably sue Monique, because that's definitely
that's defamation of character. That's actually defamation of character, and she don't know whoever posted, whoever shares it. I mean, whoever took the picture in the first place don't know what kind of job she's in, what her position is. You don't even know anything about that, and so that could affect a lot of things. Like, yeah, for all you know, she could be a makeup artist. Is she
standing in the same point is if you're bothered by that picture being posted, you shouldn't have went out by that.
But that's 100% true. No, too.
The fact that you picture. Now you know that if there's some pictures that you somebody took of you and you look ugly in it just because, like, maybe the way you're posed or the way your face looks, you posted of you. Maybe at that time she didn't like the way that she looked in the photo. So regardless, it's like maybe it's not what she's wearing. Maybe she doesn't see it the way with the way she looks. But maybe she still just don't want the picture of her posted.
Agreed.
Like maybe she not.
I also want to say that, okay, so I guess she was using the picture as an example, but also you do not know anybody's situation,
right? She could have been. She could have lost her luggage. Right.
That's all she had on. You know, was her pajamas, and then she, you know, her luggage was lost. What is she? What is she supposed to do? Like, I don't know. You shouldn't judge.
But
people.
That also goes back to
why did you go? At the same time, like I said to Monique, if you are just going from one place to your home to go get dressed, that's fine. But you should not be functioning all day, every day, in, like, your pajamas. You shouldn't be wearing your pajamas to work. You shouldn't be wearing bonnets to work. You shouldn't be wearing your slippers to work. And then if something does happen to you, if you wear your slippers to work and you slip and fall, then you'd be ready to sue a job. But you're not wearing, you know what I'm saying? Like,
You didn't come prepared in the first place.
And exactly. I agree with that. But I did see someone comment and say that they do wear pajamas and bonnets while they're at the airport because on a long flight, they are going to be sleeping and they want their hair protected. And but, because you got to remember, the girl in the picture, she did have luggage. So it is a possibility that she was getting on a flight. So somebody did make a statement that, like, when they go to the airport, they're in comfortable clothing. And they do wear a bonnet because they're going to sleep on the plane.
Wear biker shorts. I wear a Dewey. I feel like a bonnet is fine. I wear my Dewey when I went to the airport. But, like, you can switch out your SpongeBob pants with a little penis hole cut out for some damn leggings.
You cannot win. Okay, so we spent a lot of time on this. Let's move on.
Okay, we're about to move on. We're going to go pay off our bar tabs real quick.
I'm feeling extremely tipsy. I love margaritas.
And now we're about to get into Song of the Week. Everybody has picked a song, and we're going to go ahead and discuss it, tell y'all to check it out.
Perfect. Jasmine, you go first.
Me? Oh my God. Drake? Say that. My song of the week is Nicki Minaj, Crocodile Teeth. It is a banger. It actually came out on her it was an album, and then they wound it up, you know, she had so many old songs, I guess, that didn't clear for a new album that she actually had to go back and put them right back on the old album and then put all the new songs that were on the album as an EP and a single. So it's a single, and it's called Crocodile Teeth. It's her and this guy, what is his name? It's like some funky little Skillabean. I don't know. Skillibeng. He's a Jamaican guy, but yeah, go check that out. It's definitely some good little Jamaican Rasta music.
Alrighty, so what I've been listening to. I actually found it on TikTok because I'm a big TikTok head. I love watching TikToks. That's what I do. That's what keeps me up till 3 a.m. I love TikTok, so I find a lot of music on TikTok. I scrolled past this one song. It's called Pears by Weston Estate. It's super cool. It's kind of like vibey. How would you explain it, Jasmine? Like in the meadows and flowers kind of vibe? With a white dress or whatever. So it's one of those vibes. It's really cute, really sweet. So that's what I've been listening to. So check it out.
I'm sorry, say that again. Say the name of the guy. I didn't catch it.
It's called Pears by Weston Estate.
Pears by Weston Estate. Okay.
So yeah, check it out. Super dope.
Okay, next.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, personally, I did not look up any songs. I don't know any new songs I've been having the whole week, but I will say this. If you are in the Birmingham area, there are a lot of local artists that are really dope. I say support them. One of my dude's friends, for real, like, they're really dope. Like, Lil Heat, if you know who Lil Heat is, if you even just a couple of his songs, like, he's dope. I just seen a little Thriller he did earlier, or Triller, however you say that. He did it with a new song. It actually sounds a little dope. I just don't know the name of the song. If you know,
you're showing your age, Thriller.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. One of his little homeboys, his name is Moneybag D, on YouTube. If you look him up, he has a new song out, two new songs out. He's actually pretty dope too. And then J Valley, y'all know, Jasmine, you know.
Yeah, I like J Valley.
J Valley is dope. I don't give a frick what nobody say. I don't care how many people shoot him down or look down. That boy is fire. He can freestyle for 30 minutes straight.
He a little chunky nigga. He a little ride wave or whatever, but he's good.
He actually lost some weight, y'all. He's doing good. But he's dope.
Pounds in my waist full, yeah.
He's really dope. It's like I said, if you are in the Birmingham area, even if you're not, just look them up. Just look up Birmingham artists, period. Because Birmingham is really big in the music scene. They just underrated because it's the South. So I'm going to start looking at more of them. So my segment is probably, I'm just going to do a lot of local artists from now on, but that's how I feel about that.
I wanted to do a local artist, but I was like, that's too cliche. I'm definitely going to say so.
No, today. Because I feel like the South is definitely slept on. That's 100% true. It's been like that for years. And these young boys are definitely dope. Like Big Yabo, and all them little niggas, like they're dope. Like all the South artists, they're really dope. And people should really like look into that a little bit more. Like they sleep on them, and they need to wake up for real. They definitely need to wake up.
Okay, Clara Jane. Shawana Clark.
That is my movie. And whoever, somebody, I really want one of the listeners to be, if y'all could tell us the name of that damn thing, I will cash that for $5. Wait, I know what it is. I will cash what's the name of that movie? Oh, what's the name of that movie? If you can name that movie, God, Shawana Clark.
Wait, am I allowed to say it or do you want
to? You're not allowed to say it. Oh, okay. I said, if one of the listeners could tell us what movie that is, I'll definitely cash that for $5.
That is so funny.
That's $15. That's a whole meal right there. You got to know. Yo, where that's okay, from.
So just wait. I just got to say a fun fact about our sisters really quick. We literally, like, when we were younger, we don't know.
You can't say the name of the movie.
I'm not going to. But we memorize movie lines. Like, and it's insane. Like, Jasmine can put something in the group chat, a movie line, and there'll be, like, 5 messages after saying, like, repeating the next line. Like, it's really crazy with a bunch of movies. I love it.
Somehow Stella got her groove back to Spice World, y'all. It's so real.
Hey.
Happy Gilmore.
Guys.
That's sad.
Sierra, you want to go?
Yes. Okay. So my song of the week is Fortunate. You guys know that song.
By who?
Maxwell.
Oh!
Ooh, y'all know Tankery did one of his songs.
Oh, wait, she said Maxwell. Fortunate.
Yes.
Have you, girl. I'm so glad.
Oh, wait.
We sound horrible, but y'all get the picture.
Yeah, that's that shit. That's a good one.
Good throwback. That's a good throwback, too.
Exactly. You know, sometimes you just got to take it back.
Amen.
That was a good
To take your time.
I started to take it back, but I ain't want to do y'all like that because y'all know when Sierra was younger, her favorite song by DMX was Party Up, unless that was Monique. It was one of them too, but their favorite song was definitely Party Up by DMX.
Sing it.
Huh? Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
I thought it was called Up in Here. I know.
No, the song is called, the name of the song is actually called Party Up. That's the legit name of the song.
Oh, rest in peace to DMX.
That's crazy for real.
Yeah. Okay, how about Shoot 'Em Up, Bonnie and Mary?
Who is it this week? I didn't think of anything.
I didn't either. We can just go take it from the versus battle. Soulja Boy and...
Okay, so we got 2 of them, but you already said it. Yeah, one of them, we're going to do that one, and then we're going to do another one. So you said who, Bow Wow, Romeo, and Soulja Boy.
Well, see, no, I don't want to do that, because didn't we do Bow Wow last week?
No.
Did you say Bow Wow, Neo, and Soulja Boy? What?
No, this from the versus battle. Bow Wow. Yes, we don't want none of that. Bow Wow, Romeo, or Soulja Boy.
Okay. Oh, God. This is awful.
Yeah, this is awful.
I'll go first. Okay. So I would shoot Bow Wow, suit Soulja Boy, and probably, like, I don't know, have sex with Romeo.
What? Oh, hell no. Oh, my God. You is tripping.
Maybe, like, honey. Romeo can give me some tuition, free tuition from ICBC.
ICBC like, College.
But yeah, other than that, all of them are a mess. No, thank you. No, ma'am. Next.
Well, for me, I'm definitely having a damn speech stutter impediment for all 3 of these niggas. I'm suiting all them motherfuckers. Fuck right. You mean? They all gotta go. Ain't no getting the coochie. I definitely never saying yes to marrying none of these motherfucking goofballs. Yeah, they all just
goofy, all of them.
No, I mean, Bow Wow can probably give me some head because you know that's what them little niggas right. do. But other than that, like, I have nothing for you, honey.
No, but you didn't answer. What's your answer?
Both of you said they're gonna shoot all of them.
Shoot them all.
No, you can't do that. Rules are rules.
Both here she go. Here she go. All
right, well, fine. Since we gotta make it clear, I'm gonna shoot Soulja Boy. I'm gonna shoot Soulja Boy. I am going to bang Romeo and I'm going to kill Bow Wow and then I'm going to shoot my goddamn self. Just
wait, you didn't marry anybody though. You didn't marry anybody.
Uh-huh. I said Bow Wow. I said I'm a shoot Soulja Boy, bang Romeo and marry Bow Wow. And then shoot my goddamn self. Okay. For making such poor decisions.
Honestly, I think I would marry Romeo because he has the richer family. I'm gonna cheat with Big Draco because he think he the shit and I can rob him.
It is not
shoot, and we gonna just shoot Bow Wow.
She said shoot Big Draco. That's little cat.
No, I said I'm a bang Big Draco just because he think he the shit and we can just rob him.
I mean, for Romeo, I guess you get a limited chips, goddamn. So that's a good perk. You like tater chips.
You so stupid.
What was your answer?
I don't even remember anymore. So my answer is shoot Soulja Boy. Mm-hmm. I wanted to shoot Bow Wow too, but you won't let me. So I'll have sex with Bow Wow and then I'll marry little Romeo.
So I'm going to marry Bow Wow because, you know, just based on our past, you know, I used to love him. He used to love me. We were a thing. So we're just going to continue that. Get married. And the ratchet 12-year-old in me would probably say I should, you know, bang as in, you know, Soulja Boy, as in get down with him just because, you know, why not?
There's thousands of reasons why.
She got a donk. You know, I got a donk. I can donk, do the donk donk thing with him. And I'm just going to have to kill Romeo just because.
You said kill Romeo just because, man.
I'm sorry, because he can't because say brother.
I have passed the other two.
My brother.
We gonna kill him just because he can't say brother. He say Crystal, brother. My brother.
No, man. Enough.
Oh, my goodness. I'm dead.
That was evil. No.
My brother. Okay, so the second one we're going to do is a doozy for y'all. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Tiana Taylor, Janet Jackson, and Sierra.
No.
No.
I'm good.
No, ma'am. No.
Why?
No, ma'am. Because I'm not gay, and I'm not even going to pretend just for y'all's goal. Honestly, though, but we're just going to just. I'm not even going to pretend. I love Tiana Taylor, though.
Is
Tiana
that too
Taylor
hard? Is my favorite. Is that why everybody's saying no? Because
yeah,
you don't know.
No. Because I'm just not with it.
Question. I mean, you got to give me a second. I got to think about
Tiana
it.
That's what I'm Taylor. Saying. Is that why y'all saying no? Because y'all scared that y'all make
Crystal
the wrong decision
no?
in your life?
Annoying.
Because
so we're going to block her out.
Crystal's annoying.
No, anyway, it's too hard. You can't shoot any of them. You honestly just want to marry
Why
all
can't
of them
you? You sound crazy.
I mean, who
you shoot Sierra. You have to shoot Sierra because she had a baby with Future. Stupid.
That's
and she's seen no future with him.
Yeah, but Janet Jackson had a baby. Jermaine Dupri. So she
yeah, shoot her. We're going to shoot Jermaine. We're going
to
shoot her.
Saying she wasn't going to answer the question.
I'm talking because I'm not answering it. But she just said, that's hard. You can't shoot any of them. Yes, you can. Shoot the two that had the babies to the dummies.
I didn't know that.
Wait, so Crystal just answered the question by not.
Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah.
I thought she just had an adopted baby. I didn't
know
that.
No, her baby is to Jermaine Dupri.
No way. But she also has an adopted baby. Janet Jackson, y'all are lying. I gotta pull out Google.
Jermaine Dupri and Janet Jackson were married.
Yeah, but I said they were actually married, Monique. No, they weren't even just boyfriend and girlfriend.
About 5 years ago. Honey, 5 or 6 years ago.
No way.
What's my options again, y'all?
Tiana Taylor, Janet Jackson, or Sierra. My goodies. Not my goodies.
She's too busy giving them goodies away to everybody that came to her yard. Stupid ass.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
And then she dated Bow Wow, y'all.
That's true.
You definitely gotta shoot her.
No. I never had nobody to show me all the things that you can show me in a special way. I feel when you're homie, we gonna always be together
baby. That's what you told me. If I believe, cause I ain't never had nobody do me like
I don't believe anything you guys say, cause they don't.
Y'all make me sick.
What'd you say, Monique?
They don't have a baby together.
Well, they were together.
I got my
Google
answer.
Search it, and Google does not lie. Stop playing with me.
The girl said Google don't lie. First of all, I don't care what you say. They were together. I never said they had a baby. That was Crystal saying.
I thought they did have a baby together.
I know that they were together. So anyway, she was with Jermaine Dupri, and Sierra was with Bow Wow,
and 50 Cent.
Taylor is with the Ishman guy, whatever his name is.
I love him. So
if I was the dude, I have my answer.
Okay,
yeah, you go first.
I would probably marry Janet Jackson. She's rich. She goes way back, you know. I would probably fuck Teyana Taylor because she is sexy.
Okay, nah.
And you gotta kill Sierra because there is that possibility that she was born a man. That was a rumor before. Back in the day.
Why would you say that?
If I was a man, I would have to take that into consideration.
Go to hell.
Oh my goodness.
Go to hell. Next. So her and Crystal are both being blocked out of the rest of the podcast.
What?
So like I was saying, here's my answer because I'm the only one that makes sense apparently. So we're going to marry Teyana Taylor as long as we get to marry into her already marriage because
that's perfect. Thank you.
So I'm going to marry I'm going to marry into that marriage. I am going to have sex with Janet Jackson. So afterwards she can teach me some dance moves, maybe some vocal lessons. And then lastly, we are going to shoot Sierra because she did have a baby by Future. And I think that women should ban Future from the earth. And I don't know why he exists, so it kind of bothers me that she had a baby by him because it's always going to be part of Future around all the time.
Oh my
it's
goodness.
Just bad energy.
Ooh, and he looks like a light-skinned Future too.
He's not light-skinned. He's definitely brown. Crystal always says something that doesn't make sense.
Why can't Future dirty like that?
He is dirty like that.
I'm over her. I'm so over her. Okay.
Like, show us the game, Future.
I don't want his game.
That must be, he must got some good game because she even said, is that your other girl?
Right.
Like, she made a whole song about his other girl. Like, wait a minute, nah. You
I bet you won't be that, to, that was my song. And then she came out with, I'm sorry. I'm sorry was before or after that.
Oh, that's my song too.
That's my song. I'm in love with you. I'm sorry, that's my shit.
Okay. Okay, for me, I would bang Sierra, shoot Janet Jackson, because nobody wants some cobweb coochie. Married Teyana Taylor because, you know, her and her husband, they already so cute. And that's just would be a great dynamic to add me in their life. And, you know, rainbows every day, honey. And there we have it.
Congratulations. It is just now sipping with sister because Sierra, Jasmine, and Crystal are off on the
podcast.
I'm not doing it no more.
She said sipping with sister because and I had to go back like, wait, did everybody log off? We got that disappointed in my decisions.
You're so stupid. No.
I think you was just real disrespectful there.
Exactly. Cobweb pussy, are you joking, ma'am?
You know, we finna get into Spill It, Sis, which is our advice segment. I have something right here that I'm finna read to my sisters, and we gonna give our advice to this young lady. I am going to leave her name anonymous. It is from Relationship Advice, from Women to Women, and it's a little song like this. My baby daddy cheated on me and got another woman pregnant while I was still pregnant with our first child. Oh, I forgave him, but it turns out, hush, Monique, but it turns out he was still with the other woman while we had two more kids. So he basically cheated on both of us for 6 years straight. I just want to know if a man has three kids on you, would you hold resentment or be the bigger person and love those kids like they were your own? The woman The woman always calls my kids hers. She just recently started referring herself as mom to them. So now they also call her mom. And she constantly takes pictures of them and posts them online, even though I made it clear that I don't like it. We are not in a poly relationship. I finally left him, but I can't help but to feel like she's still all fake. It's just a vibe I get, but everyone else thinks she's genuine and really does love him. Any advice would be great. Also, might I add that she is unhealthily obsessed with him.
So I think one, Damn, I forgot.
Oh no.
Okay. I'm gonna go first because I honestly feel like I can kind of relate to this because I, you know, the whole stepkids thing and the fact that their mom is obsessed with their daddy and she swears, my kids, bitch, it be you. You be worried about what he doing, where he at, everything else. It don't have to
do with it. Let's not get too
right. So listen, right. I honestly feel like she needs to leave him. Now, I never had no type of issue. I mean, I've been cheating on everybody, been cheating on before. But as far as having kids, that's just the extreme. Like, you just took it there. Like, first of all, that means you were having unprotected sex or you were being reckless with having sex.
I think that
you interrupted.
There needs to be some type of boundaries because, like, you're not my kid's mom, so my kids aren't going to be calling you
But
mom.
If that is their stepmom, right. If that's their stepmom, okay, and they're comfortable else, enough like, to call her mom, then I don't see nothing wrong with that.
If she is preferring my kids to not call you mom, I think that's something that you could respect.
Yeah.
And I think that...
But you can't... But
day,
children feel how they feel. You can't...
Okay. She can't hold that the resentment towards them kids because at the end of the day her kids are related to them, that is their siblings, and she can't take that out on the kids, like have them be separated from siblings when it doesn't need to be that way. Like she don't have to like the other lady or her baby father, but then there needs to be respect for the sake of their children.
True. I mean, she said that somebody started referring to herself as mom, so now the kids also call her mom. Mm-mm. So it's not like the kids were genuinely calling her mom off the rip because they were comfortable with her. She refers to herself as mom.
But so if they're comfortable enough, I don't know how. It also goes to how old the children are as far as the whole mom thing. Because, like I said, my stepkids, there was a couple times where they would be like, oh, stepmom, and I'm just looking like, I don't know.
The kids aren't that old because she said that he's been cheating on both of them for 6 years.
So that means the oldest, it has to be at least six, right. Which is the same case. So, like I said, it goes back to how they feel about the lady. Like, I don't really...
Like, if the kids want to call you that, then that's what the kids want.
Right, because they're old enough. A six-year-old knows if I want to call you mom or not. I know you're not my mom, but I feel like you're like my mom, so I'm going to call you mom. Or I'm going to call you, like, or they would refer, like, ma or something like that, mama or something, some little thing close to, like, saying mom. A six-year-old knows that you're not their mom. They know who their mother is, and they also know who they're comfortable with.
That's
so
true, but I also think it depends on how the parents feel about it.
But a parent can feel how they want, but when that child is around the person that they're comfortable around, they're going to talk to them the way they talk to them or handle them or deal with them the way they do because they're comfortable with them. Like, if I'm comfortable with my mom's girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, and I'm going to be like, oh, stepdaddy, stepmama, but that's what I'm going to call you. I'm not going to just, like, Mr. this and Mr. that. That means I'm not too comfortable or
Let me say this.
You got a valid point.
Well, let me say this. When you are around the age, around 6 years old or something like that, you're going to do that based off of how comfortable your parent is and out of the love and respect for your parent. We had, we had people that weren't our parents and we knew we weren't our parents and we didn't necessarily like them, but we called them dad for that time being because that's what our mom told us to call them. If her dad is telling him to call that lady mom,
yeah,
and out of respect and love for their dad, they are going to call her mom. If she's saying, like, you know, I'm
that's
your mom,
not true.
So you gotta listen to me, then eventually they're going to call her mom because she's been
that's
in their
not
life
true.
Forever. If your siblings are also calling, hold on.
Situation, like,
hold on. If your siblings are also calling her mom and they know that they're sister and brother, they're going to call her mom too. Just like one point in time, Zara's siblings thought that I was their mom. Like when I would get on the phone.
But you can't, but Javin, look how young they were. They were three and four, two or three or something like that.
That's not true. This was a few years ago. Monet's about to be 12.
A few years ago, they were still young, about 6 years, six, seven, you know what I mean? But you had already, you also had been in their life more than their mom.
But what I'm saying is this guy had three kids to the one lady, three kids to the other lady. So he's basically going back and forth, teeter totter.
It wasn't three kids in all.
It's six kids all together. She had three kids, and the girl that's writing the post had three.
I thought it was three kids in all. Okay.
We're talking about the kids at the end of the day, the relationship, like our life would be for her relationship. And I think if she's not comfortable with him being with somebody else and trying to be in that poly relationship, she needs to leave.
She did say she's not in the poly relationship. She said she's not in the poly relationship.
Like, that's what he basically is living. If he's living that double life, he has two girlfriends that he was going back and forth with having kids on. So in his mind, he probably is in a poly relationship. And they just didn't know it.
And then in all honesty, if she feels like she left the relationship, what he does is none of your concern. You should only be if you feel like she's fake and she's no good for him, that's on him and her. Because at the end of the day, you're no longer a part of that situation.
But why can't it be that they're fucking kids? So why can't she be nice to them? Why does it have to be something else? That is the issue.
Okay, Monique, I'm sorry.
So here's my point of view on everything. So I listened to the story and I feel like the reason why she's concerned, you know, that she's obsessed with him, and because you said that, you know, they're not together, she shouldn't matter. I feel like it's because she said that she was posting the kids and it seems fake. She seems like she's posting it because she's obsessed with him. So my take on it is, you know, the kids are brothers and sisters. That's fine. If they go out for Easter had gotten group picture, okay, take it, post it, that's fine. But, like, there's no reason for you to just be posting pictures of my kids. Whether they're, you know, your stepkids or not, there's just no reason for you to be posting just pictures of my kids. If it's a group picture, my children shouldn't be excluded from it. But, again, I also feel like you don't, they're not your fucking kids. Like, no.
But, like, what about for relationships, like, where Crystal, and like, what Crystal said, like, the dad posts the picture, she's with the dad. And, like, what if it was some type of event like that, or, like, something that happened at one parent's house?
Because if she's in a relationship with him, and they take all the kids, the stepkids and the other kids, and she's taking pictures of all the kids, and she just posts pictures of her kids, and y'all, and the mom knows that her kids were there, she's going to feel like, well, why you didn't post no pictures of my kids? You didn't take no pictures of my kids? Okay, so now you have a problem with the fact that she didn't post no pictures of your children, but they were there. So therefore, you shouldn't have a problem with her just posting pictures of your children if that's the type of event. Okay, we all went out. I took pictures of Eric, all the pictures. They're all at the house. They're playing in the backyard. I'm not just going to post just my kids because my kids aren't the only ones out there playing. That's not right. That just makes it seem like I don't love the kids. That makes it seem like I have no life, no type of nothing for the kids. If that's not true, you don't do that. That's where it should become a problem. Not, oh, she's posting my kid, that's a problem. No, that's corny, because at the end of the day, if my kids and your kids are all outside playing and I'm taking pictures of all the kids, I'm not going to go through the pictures and pick out the ones that are just of my kids. No, fuck that. They're all right there. All these little asses is going to be posted.
Guys, I feel like we should all take a really big shot. Crystal, ma'am, is this hitting home for you? I wasn't coming at you.
No, of course not. I wish a bitch would say something about me posting them kids.
Okay, we don't want to do all that.
Right, we don't.
This is a topic that we could talk about for days. However, I think in any situation, you would hope that if you are not with the person you had the child with, you will hope that whoever they end up with are good to your children, where your children feel as if they can call them mom or dad.
I feel like they should be treated equally, not home.
Because you do get a lot of step parents who are fucking evil as shit towards people's children because they're not theirs. So you will hope that no matter what, your kids are in a safe place and that your kids are being cared for and loved, where they do feel comfortable in somebody's home.
Right, 100%.
Do not get that, and that is such a blessing to have somebody else, additional parents. What does Zara say? My bone is dead. Like, that shit is real. It's sweet, and you will hope that your kids can get that,
right? Or even feel that type of way.
My opinion is just my opinion because I also have no kids. I really don't understand how it feels, or I don't have, like, I'm not with a person who has kids. So my opinions are, you know, a little bit biased because, again, I've never been through that. So you gotta let me.
That's 100. It's, of course, like I said, people. I've always used to say people with kids can never tell somebody, and people without kids can never tell somebody with kids what they think they should do with their child, because you don't know what it's like. You don't even know the beginning.
honestly, I agree with that. What you just said, I do not have children, and I see. I like.
But you're a worker. You see a lot of stuff.
I see so many different situations every day, and they're all different. So I do tell people because, like, stuff there shit that just not working for people, and that kids shouldn't be exposed to. So, like, I feel like I do have an opinion because I see it so much, and I work with it so much.
Right? Yeah, yeah. It's like I said, you work with it, so you get to talk to the kids personally and everything. So of course you have a different view on things, whereas somebody who absolutely has no kids or not even really around kids, you know what I mean, you can't really tell me what to, you know what I mean, you can't really be like, oh well, you need to do this and this and that, but you, what would you do? Because you don't know what you would do because you don't even have a child to begin with. You don't even know. Exactly. you would probably break down. You feel me? Like, my child is 50 years old. I've been doing this for so long. You would break down in some shit like that because you don't know what to do. You don't. You have no idea where to begin.
Uh-huh. Well, you don't experience it. You don't actually know what it's like.
Right. Just because you babysit for 3 hours, honey, that ain't nothing.
I personally think that it's good thing that she, like she said, she left him. If you're not, you know, you're not feeling how he moved, by all means, you should leave him. It does suck that you waited 3 kids later to fucking realize the toxicity and get away with. But nevertheless, I applaud you for getting the fuck away from it. Once y'all are separated, y'all shouldn't be worried about nothing but the kids. It shouldn't even be, oh, I feel like she's obsessed with him. However you feel like her feelings is towards him, that's irrelevant because at that point, it's not your man no more. So it doesn't matter. As long as she's not treating your kids any type of bad way, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you come, I'm pretty sure it sounds like you're the type of mother that asks the children, how does she treat you, you know, stuff like that, because you're so caught up on her posting pictures. She can genuinely just be nice because she loves y'all nigga and, you know, she wants the best for the fucking kids. Some and people she are said really y'all like nigga that. I did
bow, because bow. Anybody that's still worried about what a woman that's with the man is doing or what they're doing, you're obsessed, and that you wish that was still your man. So yeah, you be saying my dude. Or you like to use the term, yeah, my baby daddy.
That baby daddy.
Such a stupid
ass. She said that was too funny. Yeah. That's too funny. Well. Anybody else got anything else to say to this lovely sister before we...
Lovely sister, you need to move along and live your life and stop worrying about his. That's my opinion on it. I always say that. I say that about females daily, and that's that part of the subject definitely hits home for me because, like I said, he has an obsessed one, not one but two of them. Okay. One is a little less obsessed. So, you know, I definitely I agree with that. I feel that. So that's that.
All right. And that is it. That was what we have for this episode of Sipping with Sisters. We want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. And anybody want to say any goodbyes before we say salute?
Thank you guys for hanging with us. I definitely got more tipsy this time than I did last time. So yeah. I'm chilling. I cannot wait to knock out. It's late. I got work in the morning. So, yeah, thank you guys for hanging out with us, and we hope you have a nice night.
Good night.
Good night.